Let's start off where we were last week. Let's go back to Galatians. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. And then we started with verse 13 last week. Let's just start there. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. We talked last week a lot about serving one another. Look at your neighbor and say, you need to serve.
You need to serve.
Now look at yourself and say, I need to serve. For all the law is fulfilled in this one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. And we talked about churches having a DNA, a DNA of loving, a DNA of serving. If you love others as yourself, you're going to serve someone else. How many like coffee? Raise your hand if you like coffee. How many make yourself a cup of, those of you who like coffee, how many make yourself a cup of coffee in the morning? Raise your hand if you're, or you make sure you go by Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. Make sure you get, if you love coffee, how many of you make sure you're going to get some coffee in the morning? See, here's why. Because you are, you know what you're doing? You're serving yourself. And the Bible says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to serve others like you're serving yourself. How many pay attention? How many serve yourself lunch at lunchtime? Make sure your tum-tum gets plenty to eat, okay? Right? Here's what I'm saying. Make sure that others are served. That's what the Bible's saying. Verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You say, Pastor, how do I do it? Do it. See, isn't that interesting? Because, you know, sometimes to walk in holiness, it's a little more simple than we give it credit for. How many times, sometimes you know what? So I probably told you this story before, great story. Lady, and she is, you know what, in the children's ministry, and she's just doing a fabulous job. But she won't put her name badge on. And the person in charge, the children's pastor, you know what, well, be cool. And you know what, hey, you know what, can you make sure you put your name badge on? You know what, it helps people to recognize you, and it helps, you know what, just, you know, people to be able to address you. And it's really important. It's actually part of our uniform. Can you make sure, you know what, when you come in, you put your name badge on? And she just, you know, yeah, but just continue to do it. Finally, the children's pastor goes to the pastor and says, you know, can you talk to her? Because it's really beginning to be a problem. You know what? She just is in defiance and she won't do it. And it's important. And this is part of what the church says is important. And Pastor, you mandated this. You know what? It's this. And, you know, I just don't know what to do. He said, let me talk to her. So the lady comes in, and the pastor says, you know, I've heard you're just awesome with the kids, and she's doing a great job, and we really appreciate your volunteering. And hey, just a side note, just because you volunteer doesn't mean you can cop an attitude. Just because you volunteer doesn't mean that you can do it any way that you think that you want to do it. I didn't get a lot of amens on that, but truth. Sometimes we get attitudes just because we think, you know, anyway. So he says, but you're doing a great job, but one thing we need some help on. She said, sure, Pastor, what? She said, you know what, your name badge, because it's really important, went over all the reasons. And she said, Pastor, I just always had a problem with authority. You know what I mean? And she started talking about these hurts that she's had in the past of these people who are in authority that hurt her. And she said, Pastor, I just really have a problem with authority. And it's just, you know what, it's just that the one thing I just don't want to do. And she said, Pastor, can you help me? with working this out with this problem with authority? And the pastor smiled and he said, oh, absolutely I can. And he took her name badge, which was on the on his desk, and he said, here, let me help you. Put the name badge on. Do you see this passage? Look what it says. Look what it says. For the 16, we're on 16. 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust in the flesh. Amen. See? Sometimes we think, here's what I'm gonna, here's what the Bible says. We overcome sin by doing good. Amen. Right? Sometimes it's as simple as just doing what you know what's right to do. Amen. And as you do that, everybody say, do that. See, that's what walking is. How many know walking in the Spirit isn't walking some certain way? What are you doing? I'm walking. You know, here. How many know this is not walking in the Spirit? What are you doing? I'm walking in the Spirit. I mean, that's not walking in the Spirit. You know what walking in the Spirit is? Walking, when the Bible talks about walking in the Spirit, all he's saying, walking indicates, you know what you do on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. Walking is just saying how when you go to work, when you're driving your car, when you're at home. That's your. How many know you walk all over the place? That's what walking in the Spirit. Walking is just living your life in the Spirit. And if you live your life in the Spirit, look what happened. Look at, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Huge. You know, sometimes all you have to do is just is just keep your mouth shut. And you'll start to control that junk that comes out of your mouth. Does that make sense? Listen, I know this is simple, but sometimes it's as simple as that. Just don't talk so much. Or just don't say what's on your mind. Amen? Well, you know what, I gotta, you know what? No, you don't. That's wrong thinking. Don't say what's on your mind. Say what's in your spirit. Amen. Verse 17. But the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Listen, if you walk in the flesh, you're not going to do what you want to do. Paul right here is recognizing, he does this all throughout the scripture. Great place. He's recognizing who you really are. You ever did something? You said, man, I didn't want to do that. You ever said, I shouldn't have done that? Here's what's going on. You let your flesh do something that you really didn't want to do. You are a spirit. That's who you really are. And you've got to identify with that. All right, verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Watch this. The works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery. Watch this, though. Look on this list. Hatred, that word I've taught you, contentions. These are, see, we think this contentions is not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish, ambitious, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, of the like, which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in the past, I already told you guys this, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now listen to me. We think, how many know just because you call yourself a Christian doesn't mean you're going to heaven? I'm not saying you're not going to heaven. I'm saying I don't know. What I am pointing out is the Bible says that if you do these things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. How many know God doesn't have a problem telling people the truth? Amen? I mean, we can act like our tire's not flat, you know what I mean? And just keep on going down the road until we not only ruin the tire, but ruin the rims in the car. Amen? You know, how many know there's some people, and the oil light goes on, and they're just like, oh, what is that? Oh, I don't know, it's just the oil light. You keep on driving. You know, hello? Well, listen, there are these warning signs that God is trying to tell you, wait a minute. Maybe when you raised up your hand and said, I want to accept Jesus, and you said that sinner's prayer, maybe there was, I don't know what's going on. Maybe there was some other stuff going on that you really didn't accept Jesus in your heart. We teach this. I encourage every single one of you to get in Academy of Righteousness Level 1. And it will cost you, but let me tell you what, the benefits are going to be far outweigh the, you know what, first of all, it's only a month. And second of all, trust your pastor. Get in Level 1. We have a Level 1 coming up. If you haven't been in Level 1, get in Level 1. If you've been in Level 1, let the Holy Spirit tell you. And you might be the one who needs to get in Level 1 again. But what I'm saying is, the Bible points out that these who are practicing these things, you know what? They're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. And what I want to point out to you is, it's not just, you know what? We just think, oh yeah, it's the drunkard and the idolater. You know, oh, the sorcerer. You know, yeah, the people, you know, if they're in witchcraft, those people are definitely going to hell. Well, Paul says it's also those, you know what, who are contentious. See, we never think about that. But that's what the Bible says. Man, isn't it nice to come to a church where we teach the Bible? Amen? Even if it slaps us upside the head a little bit. Amen? Right? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Somebody say self-control. See, let me tell you, the Holy Spirit will help you to be real, real quiet sometimes when you want to say something. Right? When you're all, it's not right. Well, you better check your motivation. Sometimes we can just go off on somebody just because we're having a bad day. Amen? And those, watch this, and those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh. Crucified the flesh. Let's say that, crucified the flesh. Guys in the back, go to Romans. Keep your place there. But guys in the back, go to Romans 6:8. Romans 6:8. Romans 6:8 says this. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall live with him. How many want to live with Christ? I said, how many want to live with Christ? Well, watch this. Romans says, watch this. This is so, so interesting. Now, if we died with Christ, what pops out there to me? You know what? That's Romans 6:8, guys. You know what pops out at that to me? That word if. See, if you're a Christian, then you identify, you are putting yourself up on the cross with Jesus Christ. You're putting your flesh up there. You know what? You know what being a Christian means? Being a Christian means, it's why, listen, when we lead people to the sinner's prayer, listen what I say. Because it's very purposeful. I said it this week. God, I don't want to make the decisions in my life anymore. This week, when I lead people into the Lord's Prayer, here's what I'm going to tell them. One of the things I'm going to say is, God, I don't want to make my decisions anymore. Because let me tell you what, that's Christianity. Making Christ your Lord. Means, Lord means he makes your decisions now. You don't. Amen? And listen, that's why when Jesus says, there are going to be some, and I'm going to say to them, depart from me, you doers of iniquity, I don't know you. And these people are going to say, wait, Lord. And they're going to say, I did all this stuff. And he's going to say, you're talking, but I can show you the video. Here's how you ran your life. You just did anything you wanted. And I even sent you a pastor to direct you, and I told you all kinds of things to do. Hey, can I tell you what? We need to fix it now, guys. And I'm not talking about a salvation of works. I'm talking about what Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 7, where he says, let me tell you what, you can call yourself anything you want, but when I get to heaven, how many know Jesus is not judging when we get to heaven? All he's doing is shining his light. He's not judging, he's exposing. And whoever is your Lord, that's who you're going to spend eternity with. Amen. Amen. Wow. And if you say, no, I'm just doing this fake out where I just kind of, you know what, go through the motions. But really, when it comes to finances, I do whatever I want. When it comes to relationships, I do whatever I want. When it comes to forgiveness, I do whatever I want. I just got, when it comes to, when it comes to sex, I just do whatever I want. Let me tell you what, guys. Let's this is deep, all right? Let's get saved before Jesus comes back. Amen. 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 If we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Amen. What's a reciprocal? If you won't put your flesh on the cross with him, then he's like, you know what, I'm telling you, think about it. The to be a disciple of Christ is to be a follower of Christ is one that follows Christ. So Christ says, hey, guys, get in the boat. Those were his disciples, because you know why? This is deep. You know why? Who knows why? Because they got into the boat. You know what? Pastor, I have such a problem with, you know, how do you put the badge on? You know what I mean? How many know this is way more simple than we make it? Going back to Galatians chapter 5. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Chapter 5, verse 25. Or go up to 24. And those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. How many ever sense this? How many ever really, really, really wanted to do something? Actually, you don't have to raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. But I'll just ask, don't raise your hand. But how many ever really, really, really wanted to do something and you knew, oh, you can raise your hand, and you knew it was the wrong thing to do? You really wanted to do it, but you knew it was the wrong thing to do. Okay. Now don't raise your hands. You know what? How many know sometimes we can do that? And we know that's the wrong thing to do. What's going on? Here's what's going on. And those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh, watch this, with its passions and desires. Sometimes our flesh will be passionate to do the wrong thing. I said our flesh will be passionate to do the wrong thing. But remember what 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says. Guys, can you go to that quickly? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says. It says that, you know what, that there's all kinds of temptations. But there's not any temptation that God is going to give you, is going to put in front of you, that he will not also give you a way of escape. No temptation is overtaking you except which is common to man. Well, nobody's been tempted to the degree that I've been. Watch this. But God, nobody has to put up with a spouse like my spouse. Be quiet. You know what? You're having a drama fest, okay? And it just is not true, amen? I'm not saying that you married the most easiest person to get along with. Here's what I'm saying. You know what? Nobody had a gun to your head, amen? Praise God. And listen, and here's the reality too. And just, you know what? You got a great opportunity. How many know the Bible says, if you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully? I'm not saying that everyone is, that there's not people who have married people and they're more harder to get along with than others. Like, for instance, like me. I'm easy to be married to. Amen? I didn't get too many amens there. Okay. I'm joking. But what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that some people, you know what? I'm not saying that you don't have challenges in your marriages. You know, some of you may be incredible challenges in your marriages. Here's what I'm saying. You know what? Look at it in the proper perspective. You know what? You've got a great opportunity. Because if you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. Amen. Don't underestimate God in his able to see what's going on in your life. And all the times that, you know what? When you could go off on your spouse, you do the right thing. Amen. Don't underestimate what God is doing in your life. Don't underestimate that. But look what the Bible says. It says, you know what? There's no temptation has overtaken you except which is common man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. You know, listen, you can handle it. How do I know? How can I stand up here and say, with the authority that I do, you can handle it? Here's why. Because I have the authority of God to say that. I know it's true. I know all the times that we cop out and compromise and say, you know what, and use excuses and say it's not our fault and give justification for why we did this and why we're, you know, all this stuff. You know what? And God says, really? No. This is just, you're just conning yourself. The reality is that there's no temptation, but God is faithful. Right. See here, watch this. When you're coming up with an excuse, what you're really doing is saying God wasn't faithful. Oh. And God says, I am faithful. Right. Every single time that you did the wrong thing, you had an opportunity to do the right thing. Right. I provided that right thing for every single time. Somebody say every single time. Well, you know what? You would come up with all this stuff, and God's here to tell you tonight, you know what, in a loving way, you know what, don't call my God unfaithful. Don't call me unfaithful, because I know every time, you know what, how many know when we get to heaven, and we can prove God in this. We can go to God, God, you show me, play the tape. And I say, oh, yeah, remember, see here. Remember this? You see that right there? See that right there? That was your way of escape. But sometimes, you know what, our passion, our flesh, you know what, we've got to be looking for that way of escape. That way of escape might just be, you know what, just many times, I believe that way of escape is just keeping your mouth shut. How many ever hear this, you know what, they make my blood boil. How many ever heard that? Okay. Can I tell you what? You know what? Sometimes all you have to do is count to 10. For some of you, you got to count to 58. Amen. But how many? 258. But it, maybe that's it. Maybe you have to count more. But whether it's 10 or 50, you know, sometimes, that's why James said, we didn't get to it, but we'll get to it next week. James says, be slow to speak. Why? Because all of a sudden you're going to go, you know what? You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you're going to think, oh, thank God. How many ever said something you wish you hadn't said? Raise your hand if you ever said something you wish you hadn't said. Listen. How many know, man, it's hard to take that back. You ever said something, I was just kidding. A lot of times you weren't just kidding. You're just trying to cover up because you said something you didn't want to say. Sometimes you'll say you were just kidding and you'll even deceive yourself. You're not kidding. That came out of your heart. Amen? Okay. Here's all I'm saying. You know what? God says, no, listen. Guys, we got this. I'm not against you. I'm for you. That's why, watch this. Sometimes we take it in the negative. No. This is a beautiful passage. Because this passage, God's saying, guys, do you know, I am always on your side. I have always given you a way escape. I'm always providing that for you. Why? Because let me tell you what I am to you. I'm faithful to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All right. I know this is kind of abrupt, but just because, you know, that's okay. We got to stop here. Yeah. But how many know, you know what, we'll take it right up, right from here next week, okay? All right. Father, we thank you. May we have learned some things. Help us just to not justify, to just recognize, oh my goodness, I got this. And the Holy Spirit is helping me. Help us all to recognize that. Help us to be sensitive to your way of escape. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.